Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Yaz. Good evening. And tonight I'm going to talk about how to communicate with your partner. Okay. Believe it or not, communication is the leading problem in most relationships. Sex and money, of course, are on the top of the list as well, but it's all about communication, you guys. All right. Number one, I want to just say this. You have to know the type of person that you're dealing with, all right? You have to know if you're dealing with a person that walks out on you when you're in the middle of a conversation, a person that freezes you out when they don't like when you say something, or they give you the silent treatment, or maybe they have bursts of anger. Number one, know who you're dealing with, okay? And when you know who you're dealing with, then you'll know how to handle that person, all right? Or if you want to handle that person, all right? They may be too toxic and you may not want to deal with somebody like that, all right? But one of the things that I've noticed in talking to a lot of people regarding having power in a relationship, all right? Now, this is crucial, you guys, all right? If you want to have the power in your relationship, you have to talk less and be silent more, okay? And a lot of people are going to disagree with me on this. A lot of people are going to say, no, when you're in a relationship, you have to be able to communicate with that partner. Yes, normally you do have to communicate with that partner if you are dealing with a partner who likes to communicate, all right? But in a lot of cases, there's a lot of partners out there who, the minute you bring up something they don't want to hear, they will shut you down, okay? They will walk out in the middle of the conversation. They will not call you back. They will ghost you for a day or two, okay? And you have to be prepared when you're dealing with somebody like that, how to handle them. Number one, you don't keep calling them and texting them because you're losing your power when you do that. You're showing them that you care more than they do. So the person that could hold out the longest is the one that has the power. You have to be able to lay low and kick back and hold the power. Right? And if that person really cares about you, they're going to come around and come to you. You want them to come to you. You do not want to go to them and be like, "What's wrong? Why can't we talk? Did I say something you don't know?" You don't do any of that, because when you do that, you're showing yourself as being weak, all right? And when you show yourself as being weak, you're giving the other person the hand of power, okay? And when they have the hand of power, then they're going to have the control in the relationship, and they're going to do things to you that they know to control you, all right? So they know that they could give you the silent routine and that will break you down, and you'll give in to their you know, demands, or you won't ask anything of them. If you really want to have the control in your relationship, or you really want, you know, that person to respect you, you have to be quiet. You have to shut your mouth, okay? And you have to be silent, okay? And you have to make them wonder what's going through your mind, okay? Because that's going to drive them crazy. They may be used to you always telling your every thought that's going on in your mind. Don't show your hand. Don't let them know what's going through your mind, all right? If they're really interested, let them come to you and then you could talk about it, all right? But when you beg somebody or you're always like, you know, we really need to talk about the things that we have to do here, and that person just keeps shutting down, you know what? You have to stop talking about it and you have to shut down, all right? You have to give them a taste of their own medicine so that they know what it is. You can't always be the one coming to them, all right? You can't always be the communicator in the relationship. And the only way to draw them out and bring them into the mix and bring them to you to want to work things out is by you pulling back, okay? The person that pulls back and holds themselves, all right, is the person that's got the control and the power. Remember that, all right? That is so true, you guys, all right? It's like when, let's say you have an argument with your boyfriend, all right? And like he decides, you know, he's going to just not call you or anything. Well, you know what? Now you don't make yourself available when he does decide to call you, all right? You don't go chasing for anybody. You don't go chasing for anybody. You want to show that person that, you know what, you could hold your own. You don't need that person. And when you show somebody that you're independent, they are going to want you more. They're going to say, uh-oh, you know, oh no, she could live without me. Or, you know, she really values herself, that she's not lowering herself and begging me to do something or begging me to talk to her. You have to hold yourself. You have to pull back and make that person wonder what's going on with you, okay? Make that person come to you. And if that person doesn't come to you, then guess what? They really didn't even care enough about the relationship, okay? And that's something that you have to, you know, you have to be honest with yourself about as well. A lot of times people are in relationships and one person is more vested than the other, and the one person is trying to keep the relationship going, and they're trying to please their partner in every way. They're always available. They're always trying to please that partner, and that partner takes them for granted, okay? Like that partner may not be around to make a date with them, or they might cancel on them a lot of times because they know that they're there. They know that they have them wrapped around their finger. And you don't ever want to be in that position where that other person thinks that you're waiting around for them, okay? You want to be somebody that it's hard for them to catch, because then they're going to keep coming after you, okay? Especially when you're dealing with men, okay? It goes both ways, men, women, but men in general, they love a challenge. They don't want anything that's too easy, all right? It's just their nature. It's in their physiological makeup, all right? They love a challenge because it makes you worth something, a prize, that they earned a prize. So you want to make them work for you. You don't want to make yourself available, all right? So keep this all in mind, all right? And you want to, you know, like I said, when you're communicating with your partner, if your partner is a communicator, then obviously, yes. If you could sit down and have a conversation with them. Try not to get emotional because it shows weakness. You know, don't cry or yell or scream. Like, hold your maturity and hold yourself, you know, with your own pride and your own respect, all right? And they will like it more. You know, a lot of partners, they get very emotional and the other person's like, oh, here we go again. Here she goes again, you know, with the same old speech or this or that. All right. But that's only if your partner wants to communicate. All right. And the same thing goes with texts as well, you guys. A lot of times, and especially with, you know, women to men, and this could be with anybody, partner to partner. But a lot of times women are very verbal, all right? Like, we'll text our partner and we'll be telling them every detail of our day. Oh, yeah, I had to take the dog out in the back. Oh, and I did my laundry. And you're boring your partner with these little details sometimes, all right? Sometimes the less you say, the better. But you don't want to say too little, okay? Because then, you know, they're going to think like, you know, you're giving them the business or something. You want to be normal, but you don't need to tell them every single detail about yourself, all right? You always want to leave a little mystery, because when somebody knows everything about you, guess what? They're going to get bored. They're going to get bored. And then it's not going to mean so much to see you because it's the same old thing, all right? It's the same old routine. So you always want to be a little bit mysterious about what you're doing, okay? And what you're thinking. Don't let them know everything that you're thinking. And don't let them know your vulnerabilities. Don't go to your partner and say, oh, I hate when you give me the silent routine. I can't stand that. Because you know what? Next time, they're going to give you the silent routine, all right? So you're telling them, you know, where they could strike at you when they're arguing with you and you guys are having conflict. You don't want to show them what you're vulnerable. You don't want to show them that that even affects you, all right? If they want to give you the silent routine, go right ahead, okay? Because you're going to get it right back, all right? And, you know, if they want to pull these little childish kind of things, let them do it. But you know what? You hold your own. You hold yourself in check, all right? You don't go babbling away at them and be like, I can't believe you did this. You know, this isn't right. No, no. You guys, you have to shut your mouth. You have to shut your mouth. And they're going to be like, wow, she's not even saying anything. Wow. But the thing is this, you have to, whoever holds out the longest is the one that has the power, okay? Is the one that has the control. So you have to be able to hold out, okay? I don't care. Keep busy with your family, your friends, whoever else. Get into your work, get into a hobby. I know it's very frustrating when you may not be talking to your partner or you have an argument, but you know what? If you give in, this person is going to know that they could do this every time to you, and they're going to do it more and more because now they know where your weaknesses are, all right? So this is how you deal with somebody, you know, that is difficult to communicate with, all right? And you're having a lot of problems. Like I said, it's always best to say less, okay, and let it come from them. Let them initiate everything. Let them bring up the topic. And when you talk to them, you don't need to go into a whole big speech about everything. Just say your, you know, whatever the issue is. You don't have to go into tiny little details, everything. You know, we don't want a lot of drama here, okay? We want to make it a positive, you know, conversation between the two of you, all right? Because if you go into every little detail or you start criticizing or putting the other person down, they're never going to want to communicate with you, all right? So you want to make it positive. You want to make it uplifting, all right? And the way you do that is by just attacking the issue of what the issue is without getting into every little nitty-gritty thing that annoys you, all right? That's how you handle it, all right, when you're dealing with somebody. I'm telling you, silence is golden. Silence is golden. Because you could sit there and you could communicate with the other person. You know, you could sit there. This is what a lot of women do, you guys, all right? A lot of women are always talking to their boyfriends or guys they're dating, and they're telling them every little thing about everything they're thinking. And the guy on the other end is probably like, I don't need to hear about her dog. I don't need to hear that she's in a fight with somebody at work. I don't need to hear this, okay? They're not interested in every little, you know, little detail, you know, insignificant little detail, all right? And you're also, you know, you're telling them too much. There's no mystery. So, you know, you want to have a conversation, but don't get too much into it, all right? You want them being like, wow, you know, it's not like she's so eager to talk to me, you know, oh, I'm going to want her more. I'm going to want her more. I'm going to want to try. They're going to keep wanting to try to open you up the more you close down, all right? Because usually in a relationship, one person closes down and the other one is trying to open them up. So if you're the person that's always trying to open the other person up and being like, can we talk? Can we talk? You know, I didn't like what, because you're the person that's going to be the weaker one in the relationship. Okay. You're the one that is going to the other person and showing that it's bothering you. You're showing weakness. All right. All right. Now, if you're dealing with somebody that is a good communicator, then yeah, obviously you could sit down and have a conversation with that person. But like I said, from the very beginning of this podcast, you have to know what type of person you're dealing with, all right? And how they argue, all right? Everybody argues a different way. Like I said, some people yell and scream. Some people give you the silent routine. Some people just walk away in the middle of the conversation. Some people hang up the phone. If you're having a conversation with somebody and your partner hangs up the phone on you, you know what? You don't call them back, all right? Do not call them back and say, did you hang up the phone on me? But you don't call them back. You don't call them at all, okay? They hung up the phone on you. They have to come to you now, all right? Because if you call them back, you're showing them, you're chasing. You can't do that, all right? So if you're having a confrontation with your partner about something and they just totally turn off to you and walk away, or they hang up the phone or anything like that, you know what? You let them walk away, okay? And if they care enough, they're gonna come back. Yeah, it's like I said, you have to hold yourself. You have to hold yourself, all right? I hope that helps you guys. You know, it's like, it's so true though. The person that can, you know, hold out the longest with the silence is the person that's got the power, okay? Because when you hold out with that silence, what you're basically saying is, I'm independent. I'm not codependent on you that I have to be communicating with you in order to have a life, all right? But when you show them that you can, you know, you could deal with not talking to them, you know, I'm not picking up the phone and calling you, and, you know, I'm not coming to you and trying to talk to you about the argument or anything like that. What you're doing is you're showing them, you know what? I'm a powerful person. I could live on my own. I am my own person, all right? And that's what they're going to respect. And if they really care about you and care about the relationship, they're going to come back to you if you hold out. I promise you, they will come back to you if you hold out, all right? Depending on what the argument was about. If it's just, you know, a regular argument and it's nothing, you know, super serious, of course, you know, but they will come back, you know, especially if they walked away from you. Okay. That's why you want to let them have the last word. So if you're having an argument with them and they say something to you like, you know, you never loved me or whatever they could come throwing at you to try to bait you, don't feed into it. Don't feed into it. All right. Let them have the last word, because then they're going to be wondering what's going through your mind now, all right? All right, so that's how you want them always to be like thirsty to come back, because what they're going to do is they're going to try to set you off, because they want to see that you're sweating over them. They want to see you get upset, because when you get upset, you're showing them that you care, and that's an ego boost, all right? But when you show indifference to that person, like, okay, you want to be like that? Be like that. Go enjoy yourself, all right? Just, you know, say la vie, whatever, okay? That person is going to be bothered by that, all right? And that person's going to be like, they're going to want to come back, okay? because it bothered their ego that they didn't get you crawling for them. All right. So that's how you handle it when you're dealing with a difficult partner. Okay. And you're trying to resolve conflict. You have to kick back. You got to kick back. You have to talk less. You got to withdraw a little bit. If you guys are having the silent treatment, you have to be the one that holds out the longest, all right? And that's how you deal with, you know, dealing with any kind of toxic partners and you're having conflict, all right? It's all about, you know, it's all about actions, you guys. It's all about actions. Because you could have a confrontation with somebody. See, this is another thing a lot of women do too. When they have a confrontation with their boyfriend or a guy they're dating or their husband even, they'll say something to the effect like, well, I don't need you. I could leave the relationship and blah, blah, blah. And they go on and on and on. Okay. And the guy is just like nodding his head like, yeah, okay, there she goes again. Yeah, all right. You know, more drama. All right. But if you don't say any of that, and you just kind of stay in silence, okay? Silence is thunderous, all right? It's more powerful to be silent than to be sitting there, you know, yelling all these things of what you're going to do. And by the way, you don't want to make threats to them that you don't follow through with. Because if you sit there and you make threats to your partner and you say something like, well, I'm telling you right now, you do that again, I'm leaving the relationship, and they do it again and you don't leave the relationship, guess what? They will never take you seriously again, all right? So don't make any threats unless you absolutely intend on following through with them. If that's, you know, walking away from the relationship or anything like that, all right? Like, you have to mean what you say. But like I said, actions talk. Actions talk. Even like when you're arguing with your partner with the texting, if it's going back in texts, the less you write, the better. Okay? Because I'm telling you, when you're arguing with somebody and you're going into these long texts, you did this and then you did that and then you did this, they're just gonna say, oh, there they go again. They're sitting there and they're sweating me, and you know, you're giving them the power, because look at what you're doing. Look at how much you're trying to vocalize to them of how you're bothered. All right. So if you're showing them just how much you're bothered about everything and you're going on and on about it, they're gonna know that you're more vested into this than they are. But if you hold back a little bit, you know, and you say a little bit less, it's going to draw them out. It's going to draw them out. Okay. That's how you do it, you guys. All right. I hope that helps. If you like my podcast, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great night. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon. Okay. You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz.